Somebody once asked Rabbi Chanan Kanievsky Shlita on the Nusach that we say in Al-Anisim for Hanukkah. We say, Ba'ata Barachamecha Harabim Amadat Alem Beis Tzarasim. You were aimed for them at the time of their Tzara. And he asked Rabbi Chaim, he says, what's the Pshan in this Lashon Amadat Alem? What does it mean you stood for them? Amadat Alem, it's a strange Lashon. It's not the Lashon we usually use. We don't find this Lashon Amadat Alem by other Yom Tovim B'derech Klal. So why did Chazal decide to use such a Lashon of Amadat Alem B'dafka now when describing the victory, the Nitzachon of Hanukkah? And Reb Chaim thought for a second, and then he said that the pshat could be, I'll pee the Gemara over here in the end of Sukkah, the story of Miriam Bas Bilga. The Gemara tells us in the Maisa how Miriam Bas Bilga went into the Beis HaMikdash, and she started screaming at the Mizbeach. She accused the Mizbeach of just taking our money, taking our kabanis, and not protecting us. When she's talking to the Mizbeach, she's obviously talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who the Mizbeach represents. So she tells the Mizbeach, Ad Masai, she says, Lucas, you wolf, until when are you going to take the money of Klal Yisrael? You don't stand for us and protect us at the Shas Adchak. These were the terrible words that Miriam Bas Bilga used, speaking to the Mizbeach and speaking to the Shechina. Being that she used those words, she accused the Mizbeach and the Shechina of not being Aymed Aleinu B'Shas Adchak. When Chachamim and Mesakin the Hadaf for Hanukkah, the Bedafka used these same words to show that she's wrong, and Chas V'Shalom to say that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Aymed Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does protect us, and therefore the Bedafka used these words of Amad Aleim Beis Tzarasim, connected her words of Iyat Aymed Aleim. They said, no, the opposite is true, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Aymed Aleim Beis Tzarasim.